Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Keep a secret, please.
Yes. Stop the music.
No, you can. Just
okay.
In the back. I want to hide behind it.
Today
is a little super secret thing we've been planning. I was very, very excited about to take my son, go meet him for lunch at his school, and then say, where are you going? You're not going back to class. And taking him to the Red Sox-Phillies spring training game.
Oh,
one
so
of
cool.
The things you get to do when you live in a resort area where people come to have fun.
Have you read the regulations at the school? Is there any chance you'll be charged with kidnapping?
No, we just check in at the front, tell them we're springing them after lunch. And so I woke him up. I either put him to bed last night or woke him up this morning, and he said, Dad, I got a test today. I said, when? I hope there was no urgency. I might want to say, when? Early. So that's cool. I said, anything later on this afternoon? No. Maybe should have thought of that before I made the
decision. No, you, Mike, you led with your heart, and that's what's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you made it to today without giving up the secret. That's big for you.
Mm-hmm. That is. I love
And you're turning up your collar like Dracula. Everything's coming
no,
up.
No, my collar was messed up. So the thing about it is that this is the surprise that was not ruined, but
right.
It would have been his first trip. That's the way it was planned. But I wasn't going to say no to him going to the game with that guy. But he is a...
So that sort of dilutes it because he had those front row seats and he was in TV and all that stuff.
He's an A student. He's the light of my life. He's been going to majors and minors practices and games. And, he's a good kid. And by and large, outside of being a normal 11-year-old that gives so much crap to their parents... Now they're discovering, right? Would you agree, Josh? It's relentless a little bit.
It feels like I have a bunch of teenagers in my house.
It's so great, though, Mike, because in 12 or 13 short years, they're going to keep doing it, but with bigger words. So it never changes.
It never changes, but it doesn't change.
It's because they're smart. Smart kids give you crap all the time.
And I also, have my other daughters on it, so I know the drill. And I'm fine with it, but this is looking forward to today.
Will you have some Red Sox gear in the car ready for him?
I'll have the hat that the other guy gave him. Generous gentleman
like
went out. Did I tell you that?
Shin protectors or anything?
Yeah. No. He got a bucket hat, and the guy goes out in between innings and comes back with a program and a bucket hat for both kids, which I thought was
super dad
pretty cool.
You know what? You could do the same thing if you could steal it. Like go out between the third and fourth inning and grab someone's hat and run.
Yeah, it's one of the last tickets that is attainable. Thank goodness for that. It's really, really cool. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great.
Who do they play?
The Phillies. Alan Wentzel. Hi, Alan Wentzel.
And
maybe
hi, Craig
see,
Harlan.
Maybe I'll bump into
too.
Big Al at the game.
I don't think he follows the team, does he? I think he mostly stays
He's a passionate
at home.
Fan.
He
He's
is.
He's a very passionate fan. And then Josh, over the weekend, I sent Josh a clip of Lewis Black that I wanted to use in the bonus show. And I was actually reflecting on that this morning, Josh, when I woke up thinking about you saying that to me and realizing, pretty significant senior moment. I know we have a lot of stuff, a lot of content we generate.
Yeah. I think it was last baseball season.
It might have been. It's a wonderful – I still think we can maybe share it again as a repeat tape. But, Josh, you played that on the show already.
No, he's a Nose fan. We can always use it.
That's what I thought.
For years, have served as your safety net for senior moments because I've been with you a while. But now I'm forgetting stuff.
Well, the safety net always worked unless it was on the fly at the moment of the show happening live. Like, what's the name of that guy? Because you go into panic mode.
Well, no, I'm talking
forget.
About history of the show.
History of the show. I would hope that there is none better than Rob Spiewak, and he does know the details of the show, and he'll bring stuff up from the show that I had no idea.
Like, I don't know. I've seen Dirk's notes. They might be catching up.
Really?
Dirk takes notes?
Yes. He has like a notes app with everyone, all the information about people and birthdays and.
Now, yeah.
That's not too frightening.
Well, no, it's Dirk. I don't know. It doesn't bother me at all. Where does he hide this? Where have you found this? Oh,
it is on his telephone.
Right.
It's on a new app from the App Store. It's called Between Two Pillows.
I learned about it because I was in Vegas.
He showed you his notes?
And my first time around all these people, and he's got notes about everyone.
Well, he's one of the first ones to join the cruise. To the Bahamas in December.
Come into this dimly lit alcove. I want to show you my notes app.
Speaking of that, sometimes I don't have meetings to discuss this stuff. I was thinking we should do another TV commercial for the cruise if we can.
Okay.
I know you put a lot of work into that first one.
Of course we can.
Or a modification?
No, modification, you know how... Rob Spiewak, you're a TV file, and you know about all those. I was thinking some sort of bad acting discussion between me and Rob or something like that. But we'd have to get the epilepsy and all that.
Well, you know what I think would be great is I could probably get like a scene from Love Boat, actual lines, and we could do them.
Love to be – oh, my God.
Like a scene between Adam Bricker and Meryl Steubing that probably the first act.
And I could be Adam Bricker or something like that.
Well, you would be the captain, and I would be the doctor.
No, I want to speak with I want to speak with Captain Steubing.
Okay.
Because he's his own captain. He can do that. I would like to speak with – or I would like to the possibilities are endless.
I know.
Are you capable of curating some material for us for that?
Of course.
That might be fun for – and here's what I would like.
Yeah.
I would like to put the green screen back on.
Yes.
And then have that little – that backdrop you use, Josh, which is perfect. That doesn't need to change for anybody. Need to change. But I would like to engage the principals on the Love Boat in dialogue.
Because what I envisioned is you being the captain, you being the sensible one, and then I would be like Adam Bricker, the doctor, and then I think Josh, according to our last spot, is the yeoman purser, so he'd be Gopher. So this would be like a scene.
Can I modify it? Yeah. I would rather have you in your own commercial as Adam Bricker talking about the cruise to some hottie on the boat. I want to talk to a hottie on the boat, or you can talk to an old man on the boat, or I love Josh, but Josh, as far as an actor,
not much of one.
What he could play? Who was the daughter? Vicky. He could play Vicky. Vicky is Adam's doctor. He's Captain Steubing's daughter, and they didn't give her a lot of lines.
Let's see if the first two work. We'll try one. If it works, we'll try another. And we've got plenty of time to do these,
Yeah, and we all had our own scenes. Now it's a chance to be on screen together.
It's exciting.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very exciting. So,
I remember one plot line where I think it was Captain Steubing wanted to lose weight because he was having an ex-girlfriend come on a cruise and he wanted to look good. And there was a scene in the first act with him and Dr. Bricker and Adam Bricker, played by Bernie Capello.
But here's the thing. If we do... The funny in this. And hear
it has
me
to
out
be,
here.
Okay.
See, Rob, this is what happens. This is like a real production meeting like you'd get in a comedy writer's room because the guys are actually lobbying for – Josh is talking about the three of us on screen. I'm saying, no, that's not my idea. Rob's talking about a discussion between him playing the doc and me playing the guy. That's not what I want. What I want is us creating fake dialogue – to counteract the real clips from the show.
Like a Billy Crystal Oscars opening. You're inserted into the
Thank
show.
You.
Okay. I understand.
As much
that.
As I don't like to call it that, that's
well,
the
I mean,
general
that's
concept.
Sort of that's under the it's been done for years. How about like a Dead
like
Men
for
Don't
example,
Wear Plants?
If the captain yeah. was speaking with someone about losing weight, mm-hmm. you would say, what's the problem? Why are you concerned? Well, you know, we've got the TMOS cruise coming up on December 3rd, and I really would like to shed a few extra pounds for that. Really? Yeah. What are you planning on doing?
Or yeah. the other angle is we go the Netflix way, and we just redub it.
Oh, we redub.
We just do the voice.
Oh!
As if it's one of the foreign Netflix shows.
Guys, this is how it works in a writer's room. This is how it works. Another... All right, so I love both ideas.
All right.
I love... So
we've got time
I think,
to do them both.
Let's do both. We all interact. Actually, Rob and I will interact with that, and then...
And Josh will direct.
And Josh will direct, but then on the dubbing, I think we're going to lean heavily on Soroka for that, because he will be... Imagine him where you know, well, we'll just put his voice in.
For all the women parts.
Put his voice...
It's easy. It makes
oh,
sense.
Oh, God. All right, so good content coming. But do we have the original TV commercial since we haven't run it in a few days so we could run that TV commercial to share with our listeners that we are selling cabins aboard yeah. the HMS
for this,
Don't Get Happy?
For this commercial for our cruise that's coming up in December, I will wear my stethoscope as I do in the spot. Look at this, huh?
How exciting is that?
Very, very, oh, here we go.
Fun. We bring it to you. Come aboard.
These are all the people that are actually going to be aboard the cruise.
We
ladies.
Are drinking with you and fun.
Bended no.
Glad I re-recorded.
The best thing to have.
Still effed it up at the end though.
Let it flow.
Go.
Slow right out of you, TMOS Love Boat. We will be making our debut run, TMOS Love Boat. We always put the FU in fun. Set a course for December,
surprise,
your mind on another blast. Won't hurt anymore.
No. My favorite is the last one.
It's an open smile.
Here we go.
Not an open sore. It's fun. TMOS, don't get happy. Fun. 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 Fun.
You know what's so great
Josh
about
that?
Josh
found that video. It's awesome. It's great.
What's so great about that is it's been a few days since we've run that, and it's probably just out of earworm status for people. And now we've run it again, and there will be a certain percentage of our listening audience that's running around today going, TMOS Love!
It's fun.
It's stuck in your head. It's great.
So I love it, phase two, when we promote our – by the way, it's December 5th. They are very, very excited to have us on board, and we look forward to
– on the seaside.
I think maybe at some time this week before the week's over, I'd love to take another look at the boat if we could to show everybody what that's all about because it's very special. Now, the other thing that's right around the corner for us is our trip up to Jimmy's where we are going to be at the Derby party on May 5th. And I'm sorry, May 3rd, Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. will be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. That is a freebie where you can just show up. And but get a, if you want a table, you have to make reservations for that. Call Jimmy's. And that's all the information.
I already got my flight arrangements. There's so many great flights coming in that day. I'll be flying from Leesburg Airport to Dulles. and I'll just rent a car and go from there.
See, what you're doing is what I'm doing with the cruise. I will be driving over to the cruise. The only difference is you're closer to Jimmy's than I am to the port of Miami.
Well, I'll be really close to the port of Miami when I'm staying with my father in his.
But you still have to fly down.
That's yeah, you do.
Or are
you
going to drive down?
No, it's a two-day drive.
All right. We're going to be in Maine this June, July, and I think... I'm already this is why old people like transport their vehicles, because I'm already thinking about it and dreading it, because it's been so long since I've had a long car ride. But there's a
you can do that in two tough days, right?
Yeah.
It like a total of 18 hours for you, 19?
Yeah,
maybe?
It's 26.
Is it 26? Oh,
to get to Maine. Yes.
Well, you should stop by my house for a Coke and rest up, and then you can just...
I'd really like to fly, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, 26 is a killer drive.
It is it's a marathon drive, and I did it with a boat behind my SUV back
you
in the day.
Stopped at the Kohl's parking lot, and we had a meetup. Yeah.
That was the euphoria of moving to Florida, where I thought, I'm going to come down here and bring all my stuff. And,
and it turned out to
box truck from Virginia to Florida, too.
Didn't it turn out like the show Euphoria, though? Instead of actual joy.
It was not fun. It was not fun at all. All right, so we got all the promotional stuff out of the way.
You didn't mention hats at Jimmy's, though. Gotta kill that. Hats.
Oh, yeah. So at Jimmy's, we're having a lovely derby hat contest.
Yes.
The female hats, the floppy hats, the beautiful ones with flowers and all that. But it's for men and women. So please, men and women, wear your hats. And
go overboard.
Would you not think that an equally wonderful hat on the head of both a man and a woman, that the man might have a better chance if all things were equal, just because he's a dude?
Has to do with the riz. They got to have the riz.
The riz, baby.
If you put out the riz, it's going to be clutch.
And maybe we need a prize for each, for male.
A prize
and female.
For each? Yeah, there is the businessman thinking. Mm-hmm. Always thinking.
We don't want to put the women at a disadvantage.
I agree. I
okay, so the guys will win like golf balls and the women will get nylons.
Maybe really, by that time, Josh, maybe really special golf balls, right? Maybe.
Maybe.
I think that might be a little bit early, but maybe.
Okay. All right.
Mike, any golf ball is special.
He's so honest. It's tough to deal with him sometimes. Just lie. Anyway, so here's the thing. Let me just preface what I'm going to tell you about.
All right.
By telling you life can be complicated. Life can be difficult. March is a crappy month for us on the show. That's one of the pressures that we feel business-wise on the show. Knew it was coming, but it doesn't change the fact that, you know, as we tell you, we're always trying to come up with new and innovative ways of keeping this show chugging along. And then you throw in all the outside pressures of life in general that people go through. I live in a blissful environment down here in Florida. Love where I live. Love my lifestyle down here. Really enjoy it. But there are still things to be done. Children to go to school. Little league teams to manage.
The children that go to school, Mike, don't you sort of take all of them as your responsibility?
No, I'm just talking about something you no longer have anymore, which is a responsibility of having a young person that you have to get up in the morning and
That's
go to
true.
School. And I'm doing it a little later.
Like,
we
don't
all
miss
have
it.
But by the way, we all have our little ups and downs. The price of eggs, the stock market crash, the politics situation in our country, all the time.
Cancellation of 60 Minutes, all these
the
things.
The cancellation of 60 Minutes. Everything contributes to some people, need a little help, and a happy pill is something that I am not averse to endorsing, and they can be the over-the-counter, they can be prescription. In my case, I've been very open and honest about the fact that I am medically altered on a daily basis by two little drugs called Lexapro and Wellbutrin.
Me now, too. What are your doses?
I have no idea. But let's compare notes later. But I'm glad that you're on it, too, which just says how happy we are.
On anything? I wonder.
I'm on Soul Gummies.
Okay.
That is my medication.
Promoting the
also
product.
Great,
That's the way it should be. So, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think of them in terms of anything other than like the regular thing that I pop. I don't process it that well. And about
Once
a month.
Pop, you I can't pop. Stop.
So I've been on it for a long time, and it's I don't up the dosage or lower it or anything like that. I just But I believe in everything you can do to help yourself lead a better, stable, happier life is a good thing. I don't know exactly how to describe what it does for me, but people around me tell me it does wonders for me. So that's the way I look at it. And I should also say that about a month ago, I would take one in the evening and I would take one in the morning.
Huh.
And I don't want to say it's a placebo effect, but I think that if you don't take one, sometimes you're going to be okay. And there are side effects they talk about that, you know, you don't want to. Well, anyway, I ran out. And then
Are you turning into the dad on White Lotus, sneaking the pills from his wife?
No, because I would, to be honest with you.
And then drinking?
If you like pills.
Yes?
That scene where he pops his wife's pills really, I'm like, man, that must be a good stuff. That's how I process that. That's how broken I am. But I've had
that stuff that she's on. It's good.
Does it mention what she's on the
like world? Three times they've mentioned it. It's
Valium?
No. It's a very common mood. God, what is it? I can't think of it. But they mentioned it like three times.
But it's something that knocks you out.
Yes, it definitely does.
Well, I don't take anything that knocks me out.
Well, you haven't seen the most recent White Lotus where he's redoubled his efforts to take those pills and drink heavily.
All right, see, there is a little something. We're going to bitch about that show, but there is a little something.
That's it, lorazepam.
Lorazepam. Anywho, so I run out and I put in
of
the
which
online.
Which one do you know?
Wellbutrin,
bupropion,
poopy poop tube. So
poopy poop tube.
I put in the prescription through Isaiah's got two refills, and I put in the prescription online, and then it comes back unfilled, and then I go online and something along the lines of we're having trouble with your prescription. It will be filled. Blah blah. Just a little gobbledygook from the pharmacy, and I just let it go, and I don't think about it.
You know, if they're going to tell you can't have your mood-altering medicine, they should be very kind in the email. It shouldn't be like, it can't be filled. It should be...
It was cryptic is how I would describe it.
It should be phrased like, listen, it's going to be okay, but
we can't fill it.
But here's the long sample. And short call me after you take this.
This is the patient not being his own advocate to a degree, too.
Okay.
So I don't pay attention to it. And then it goes away. I said, but I'd like to have it because I know, to be honest with you, it helps me out on the golf course too. I don't go, if I'm impatient, I'm behind slow players, that kind of, that's how I think it really helps me be in a better frame of mind out there. At least I think it does. Could be all BS. Don't know.
Hey, if it helps, it helps.
But I don't care so much that I'm like scrambling for the stuff. And I just run out. So... Flash forward to, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to get my little vegan bites, and I'm getting some food because Carla's slaying the dragon, and I want to cook dinner for the family. And my Essen recipe lady,
gorgeous,
did a chicken. Carla liked it. I didn't like it as much.
I mean, to look at it, it was like restaurant beautiful.
We could, you and I, maybe off air, could discuss the issues with the recipe. I'll bring that. So I go to the grocery, and as I'm at the grocery store, I say, "Oh, the pharmacy's right here." I'll walk over to my Publix pharmacist and see what's going on. And so I walk up, and I say, "And by the way, these are people that I gave Christmas mugs to." Two of them that are both there. They don't. That doesn't come into play, but in a way,
like when you come up to them,
it was
they
a Monday at the pharmacy. Okay, can I be honest with you? It was a Monday at the pharmacy.
When you get to the
but
people,
enough that they know you.
Yeah. Do they say like, "Hi, Mike"?
Nope.
Do they say, "Hi, Mr. O'Mara"?
Mm-mm.
Do they just say,
"Next"? Date of birth, please.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
you
where
made a but you the, made a this, play to get in the inner circle, and it failed.
It didn't. It didn't work. But this is the other lady that says date of birth. The other pharmacist is over there. So here it is. I get in there, and I said, I wanted to see if this was still unavailable. It's the Wellbutrin, Bupropion, or whatever it's called. And I know I'm mispronouncing it, so deal.
Yeah.
And she says, no, we have it in stock. Your insurance company says you got a 90-day supply in January. And that would really only be 47. Suddenly, I am feeling like do they think I'm some kind of
a pill
pusher?
Peddler? Yeah.
because are they thinking I am an? This is non-narcotic, I believe, and so I'm getting a little
but
bit
still
I
a controlled substance, you know. Yeah.
But as soon being on the dole from the United States government with my at least for the next few hours before he F's the whole thing up. I am telling you, I don't even process insurance anymore. I don't even think about insurance anymore. I used to think about insurance all the time, when I was self-employed and trying to get insurance and arguing with insurance about my wife having a baby and all that crap that I had to go through. But I don't even think about it anymore. And they say your insurance company said, la, 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 that you had a 90 and they are not covering. I don't know what was going on, but I was confused. But there was a tone from the lady that made me feel like, you know, can you just get me by, man?
Yeah.
And I don't look at this drug that way. Also, the only thing that I divert from with this particular medication is occasionally forgetting to take the one that I'm supposed to take
so
every day.
So you should have more
than
enough.
I'm not eating them like M&Ms is the point I'm trying to make.
Are you supposed to take them twice a day? Or is it?
No, it's a once a day thing.
It's once a day.
I thought you said you take it in the morning and the evening.
The other one I take in the
evening. Oh, okay, the other one.
The Lexapro he takes at night.
So I am, and I hate it when you say the name of the drug. I don't know why, but I just hate it when
you say it.
All right. But anyway, because there is a little probably, as much as I say I'm trying to take the stigma away, there is just a little bit of
discomfort. I was surprised that we have the exact same two meds.
Everybody gets the same.
Well, no, they tried a couple with me that didn't work. I forget the names of them, but this one just needs to be stronger,
so
I think.
Do you immediately accuse that someone's stealing your meds? At least to the pharmacist.
Has Carla been really cheerful?
Carla takes the other stuff that you were talking about.
Okay.
So she's fine, and she doesn't take mine. Mine are in the morning next to me in my chair that sometimes – I'll give you an example. This morning – usually take it earlier than the morning and earlier than the show. Didn't take it today. No, so I didn't take it today, but I'll take it when I get off the air. But it's not important to me.
I hate to get too much in the weeds here, but do you take enough pills that you lay them out for the week?
No.
Okay. I do.
I know you do. I'm not as ill as you.
Rob, I imagine you have the pill box.
I do. I have a morning and an evening pill box.
Well, Rob's liver almost exploded. And Rob has a myriad of medical issues.
To keep him alive.
I'm lucky to be here today.
It's very fortunate.
Yes,
so,
for everybody.
But I'm, you know, you give me one more prescription, Rob, I might be behind you. You know,
It's a real, I almost said a bad word. It's a very bad thing to have to do. I hate it.
And I'm sitting there at the counter feeling suddenly guilty. Like I would equate it with a pat down at Homeland Security at an airport.
I feel you.
But there's tone from her. Mm-hmm. There's tone. Well, it says here you got a 90-day supply.
Do you have your empty bottle? January.
No, I didn't bring that in because I'm in their system. And I said, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what
to tell
you.
Did you have a spill or anything?
No. No, and so I'm looking at her, and then, well, let me get the pharmacist to come over.
Oh,
so the
boy.
Pharmacist, who
Mr.
I know,
Gower.
she is a recipient of the mug. And one of my favorite people to deal with down here, and I never had any relationship with a pharmacist prior to this, but I know this lady because she works her butt off. She's always pleasant, and she's always nice. On this particular day, I would describe her as extremely busy. That's the vibe I got, because she was not her usual bouncy self. Or perhaps that was my own paranoia. So she comes over and she's looking in there and goes, yeah, it says you got a 90-day supply in January. You should have a. Then she goes over to the other screen. And this is when it kind of went south for me
after
the mug and everything.
Yeah.
He says, what did you say your name was again? And I'm like, And I said, but that she deals with thousands of people. I'm fine with that, Rob.
You gave her a mug with your name on it.
No, I didn't give her a Mike O'Mara show mug.
Oh, it's the ornament mug.
That was a mistake.
I didn't. The mugs weren't available before Christmas, were they? Maybe they were. Shut up.
I think they've been available a while.
I'm getting off track. I'm not on my meds. No, I got my meds.
Come on, Josh. Help him out.
Here it is. She says this to me after she's Omera. Okay, let me see. All right. I probably shouldn't, but I can get you 5. And that's when I go full.
Yeah, what's 5 going to do?
I said, that's when I go, you know, is this one of the opiates that the Sackler family is selling me? What is, I mean, do I appear to be hagged out? And I don't know what's going on, but it seems the insurance company and the pharmacy have both determined that I have taken too many of them when I haven't. It hasn't happened. And by the way, when I got home, I scoured the house to see if there was a bottle laying around that I might have missed.
Yeah.
Any chance the dogs got into it?
They haven't been that happy.
Yeah. And by the way, thanks for the little show and tell you did before we clicked the mics today.
That was a, I don't know how that happened or when that happened.
Or who did it.
based on the size, that would have been Stubby, of course.
Okay. All right.
And Stubby did that. I know exactly when he did it. We left the gate open a crack, and that was when he came out. And you're making me – I'm trying to stay on topic
here,
all right?
Okay.
So anyway, who has more attention deficit disorder, you or me, in this discussion?
I think it's a tie.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, she says, I can get you 5. I said, I don't need 5. I said, and by the way, how much are they?
Yeah, for 5.
They're $30 for a 90-day supply. I said, I'll pay for them. I'm not going to deal with the insurance company. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal. Now, by the way, that's different, and I respect that that's different for some people as well. But at this point, I'm like, I'm not going to go through.
Any thoughts of just taking the 5 right in front of her? Like just following all 5? Well, all right, what now?
No, I'd be terrified. I wouldn't know what would happen to me if I did that. I don't know what it does to me, you know. So she looks at me. She goes, yeah, you can do that. I said, can I just get them? Yeah, if you want. This is, once again, who's the culprit here? It's insurance.
Wait,
the reason that they're not them? Yeah, the reason they're not giving them to you is because the prescription is still valid, and yet they'll let you refill if you pay cash?
Yeah.
Well, that's crooked.
Yeah, because I'm sure drug dealers don't use insurance. They just don't pay cash.
But the insurance had denied. But my point is, this is not the pharmacy's fault. This is the pharmacy that goes through their regular procedure of going through the insurance company, and here we go again.
Oh.
And this is not Medicare. This is Medicare Advantage from UEFA. All right? So
anything, at this point, you just blame Elon.
It's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I read a chilling quote from Elon Musk about the weakness of Western civilization is empathy.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, be afraid. Be very afraid. That is, break out the swastika crap when you say that. Because that was used by multiple people in the Reich. But I don't want to digress again. But getting back to this. I feel like I'm some sort of addict that's trying to score a fix. I get it all taken care of, and I was completely freaked out that they felt like, because it's not that kind of drug. It's opiate.
No, you wouldn't abuse it. How
much would she let you buy?
It wasn't like that. I was filling a prescription because I've been without the prescription for 2 to 3 weeks.
Right. When they refilled, I went off the stuff.
What the insurance didn't want to pay it because they are, and I don't think, based on what I got the first time in January and what I looked at in my pill bottle, that I got the same amount.
When you paid for the cash, you paid the cash to get the prescription refilled. Did they give you the pills there? Yeah. Or did you have to go like to a dark alley behind the drugstore?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. But it was weird. And I felt like somebody that's trying to steal. And that's a lot of why, you know, when you go into like a doctor's office that can dispense pain medication. You fill out a form saying, have you had sleeplessness, thoughts of suicide, that type. They're always worried about that, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, they won't find the companies that sell it for 10 years and make billions of dollars.
No.
But they'll quiz you on every little factoid to make them feel better. And by the way, if you're a drug addict, you know what you're going to do on those forms? You're going to lie.
Of course. Of course. Unless they make you cross your heart. Then you know they're telling the truth. Yeah.
Now, did the $30 go in the cash register or her pocket?
I got it. I don't remember if I took it this morning or not, but it really wouldn't matter if I did two or one.
Oh, that might have been how you ran out.
No.
Just forgetting that you took it.
No. No way. No way. Because that would be
every day. If you forget that you take it, then you have an extra one.
No.
Yeah.
He takes it, then he forgets he takes it and takes another.
I really don't do that often.
No. That's why you need the pill minder, Mike.
I'm sure I've done it once in the whole time I've been on this stuff.
I once took the diuretic twice in a morning. That was a mistake.
Does that make you pee more?
Oh, my God. You know, I can't even take it before the show, the Lasix. But I did come in third, pay 280 at Charlestown last week.
You know, when we both start talking about drugs, I really feel like this should be the nursing home show. You know,
well, Josh is young and healthy.
I know
he's
you
got
like
charm.
I know that you like to pepper my things with your myriad. How many medications are you on total?
I would say probably a dozen, and that includes supplements and vitamins.
No, I mean, without supplements and vitamins,
Five, I think. No, I take a multivitamin, a vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D. What is it? Dandelion root, I take. Iron, copper.
Do you have somebody that consults you on the supplements?
Yeah.
With all those different supplements?
They were all prescribed by the doctor. Or you don't prescribe a supplement. You
what, a witch doctor?
Yeah, no.
Take the dandelion root. Mr. Spiewak,
that is a pure liver support. That is God. If you read up
Roger, that Spiewak man's out in his backyard picking those flowers again.
No. They come in pills. They're three brown pills that you take every day.
So the doctor said, what does dandelion root do for you?
That is
I want to go through. Let's go through. We've got time. I know we're going to run a little late, but that's okay. We don't really. We're fine.
Right.
Let me go through all the supplements, not your regular drugs.
Okay.
Those are boring. But your supplements of vitamin B, that's standard. We don't need to analyze that. Let's start with dandelion root.
Is actually an extract from that common yellow flower that you find in your yard.
And what does that do for you?
It helps your liver regenerate.
It's proven?
The doctor loves it, and it was actually, I got it from several alcoholic listeners. They sent it to me at the time, and they said dandelion root is helpful. So,
well, that's why goats have such great livers.
Yeah. You can also, Mike, you can make dandelion tea, but who has the time?
I love it. Little aside there.
My liver.
All right, what's give us another supplement.
Potassium every night.
That's standard stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's for leg
cramping.
What's
that do for you? What's that supposed to do?
It helps
you
with cramping and leg cramping because of the diuretics I'm on. You dehydrate and you cramp up. So
Okay. That makes sense.
B12, which is...
Standard stuff.
Okay. How about this? Iron. I take iron every day. Because remember...
Geritol?
No. Do you suffer from iron poor blood?
They still sell Geritol, or do they sell
I think
just
so.
Iron
I
supplements?
Think they do.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think it went away when Welk went off the air.
Okay.
He was a sponsor.
Iron poor blood. That's what they used to call it, but it was true.
Yeah, and so I had some blood issues when my liver was in bad shape, so I take that and copper. Copper helps with that as well.
All right, and you do this every day?
Every day, yeah. And then... vitamin C I take twice a day.
SOP.
Yeah. Multivitamin in the morning. Mm-hmm. I think that's it on the supplements.
Okay. All right. And then the drugs. Lasix?
Lasix and another what they call water pill. It's a diuretic. And then I do take the 300 milligrams of Wellbutrin. No, 300 of Lexapro, 10 of Wellbutrin. Coreg for blood pressure. What else is there?
When do you have time for anything else?
Well, that's why I take half a day Saturday to lay out the pills.
Dandelion root is the
dandelion
best.
Root. And
I
you
really
know what?
Didn't think that was going to be the pinnacle. I thought we might have some other good ones. You take St. John's wort.
No, no, no. And by the way, St. John
is... Prevagen? For your brain?
I should take a brain thing.
I'd quadruple whatever the dose is for your brain. Anything else? Besides the psychotropic LSD?
Well, not anymore.
Exercise?
Okay. Oh, now you're just talking stupid.
That's it. All right. Very good. So,
although the doctor did recommend some exercise and we had a good laugh.
Nah, serious, Rob. You want to live for a good long time. We'll have lots of medical advice on the show today.
That's today's theme, isn't it?
Well, coming up, and we can go to commercial now.
Okay.
Coming up in the news today, advice from my compatriots that I think is as timely as today's headlines.
I think that's wonderful.
It'll help both of you. I promise you that. I promise you that, Batman. We'll take a break, and thank you for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and thank you for your bonus show subscriptions.
Yes.
That are ticking up recently. We're really, really excited about that.
Did you see Chris Arnold? Thank you, Chris Arnold, for a super chat this morning. To help pay off some of Mike's meds.
Thank you so, so much. That's so sweet, Chris.
Mike,
thank you very much.
I'll kick in a penny to make it an even $20.
That's wonderful. Hey, we never do that, and I like doing that occasionally on the show. If you ever want to give us a super chat, you can pop in and help the show. That would be wonderful.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Wonderful. Hey, listen, everybody. I hate garbage.
Yeah.
But I love rubbish. This is Trash Day in the O'Mara neighborhood, and rubbish is wrapping my trash. Let me explain what that means. Shut up. Let me explain. Rubbish is a brand that makes the ultimate garbage bags. Compostable, non-toxic, and PFAS-free. So you can take out the trash, which you'll do 8,000 times in your life.
Yeah.
With bags that actually give back. They donate 10% to charity, and they include a fresh, funny saying in every box to make Trash Day suck less. So instead of wasting $20 on a 3-pack of eggs... You should spend way less on top-tier trash bags with built-in comedy. Easy choice, right? You deserve the best garbage bags money can buy, so Rubbish created them. Rubbish is running a 30% off sale, and you can get an extra 5% off by going to rubbishhome.com using code TMOS. That's an extra 5% off for a total of 35% off your order if you go to rubbishhome.com and use our code TMOS, everybody. Can you play that again for me, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I came in quiet there.
All right. There it is. Time to put on the lovely red specs.
Yeah,
for the,
and here's Sally Jesse with the news.
Thank you very much. They were inexpensive. thank you. 5 years ago today, you were very stressed, and so was everyone else. Happy fifth birthday to COVID-19. The World Health Organization declared it a global pandemic on March 11th, 2020. Within days, the world unraveled. If you weren't holed up in a bunker, you were beating someone up for toilet paper. President Trump declared a national emergency on March 13th. Then schools, businesses, and borders closed. California became the first to issue stay-at-home orders on March 19th. Then other states followed suit. The stock market had its worst crash since 1987. All the sports leagues shut down. Gal Gadot made a terrible Imagine video. Everyone figured out how to use Zoom, and we all started working from home. We also learned a bunch of new terms like PPE, social distancing, essential workers, flatten the curve, shelter in place, and N95. Remember those masks?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The World Health Organization finally declared COVID was no longer a global health emergency 3 years later on May 5th, 2023. Now, I direct this to all the non-vaxxers, all the people that said, oh, we're making too much of this, or we should be able to go out and live our lives free. I always thought this during the pandemic, and I think it deserves reflection right now. According to the WHO official stats, over 7 million people died worldwide, including 1.2 million people in the United States. So when you poo-poo COVID, and you say, it's like a cold. No, it wasn't like a cold. This could kill you, and it killed a ton of people, and it changed the lives of health professionals everywhere to the extent where some of them got out of the healthcare racket all told because they couldn't stand watching people on ventilators die.
Oh, the ventilators, that was when they started sharing the footage of that. Do you remember when it really struck home for us? It was St. Patrick's Day. That was our first remote broadcast where we all stayed separate. It was March 17th of that year.
Yeah.
And it was surreal. And I think people have forgotten how serious it was up front that, I mean, there was a point.
Oh, we have the shortest memory of any country in the world. We don't remember it. People are just like, nothing.
Telling my kids, like, you know, if you don't take care, you're going to get this and you're going to bring it home and we're all going to get sick and we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And Carrie said later, he said, you were a little rough on the kids. I said, I think we kind of need to make an important point about this.
Do you remember swabbing down your packages?
Yes.
Before we knew that that it didn't transfer that way, and we would I remember getting stuff, groceries delivered, and swabbing them down.
I remember going to Total Wine and Beverage and having them put the drinks in the back of my car.
Very important.
It was.
It's a different you back then.
It was.
Obviously, COVID is still around today. Most experts consider it to be endemic now, meaning it circulates, but it's much more predictable. So happy birthday, COVID-19. 5 years later, you still suck.
You know what they kept real quiet was the breakout at the Saturday Night Live 50th. There were several cases that came from all the hugging and kissing.
Know that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The hugging and the kissing.
The kissing and the making nice.
The
fever.
Martin Scorsese has a cameo on The Studio, it's called, the new Apple TV show from Seth Rogen and his writing partner, Evan Goldberg. During the shoot, Scorsese had some advice for the two of them. He said, quote, this is a funny story. You guys say the F word too much. Seth and Evan were shocked to get that note from Scorsese, who directed The Wolf of Wall Street, which holds the world record for F-bombs in a movie with 569.
I didn't know it was that movie. I would have gone with, Casino.
Yeah.
That surprises me. That's good
news. Casino, I'm glad you brought it up, has 422. Goodfellas, 300. Pales in comparison.
Yeah, Goodfellas, a piker.
If you're wondering what The Studio is about, and I was as soon as I got this story, and now I'm going to go watch it. Rogan says, quote, I think a lot of people wonder why so many bad films are made in Hollywood, but what people should wonder is how any good films are made in Hollywood.
That's a good
theory. What we're trying to show at The Studio. So I cannot wait to watch it.
Is Seth in it?
Good. That would, you know what, as much as I think he's a funny guy, I'm not really sure if he's in it or not.
But if he's in it, you know he'd
he's
laugh.
He's the star.
He's
the star of it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
He runs the studio.
He does. How can he play a studio executive? He's the last thing I would think of as a studio.
Yeah, he would fit better as someone on White Lotus, wouldn't he?
Yeah. We're pitching a really bad movie idea. But it's funny. Rick Springfield recently had a full-body MRI scan and found out that he has brain damage from an onstage fall 25 years ago.
Oh, Rick Springfield.
He says, quote, I fell 25 feet. Jesus. Hit my head, and then wood came down and hit me in the head, and then my head hit the stage again. So it sounds like a threefer.
Yeah.
I thought I had just broken my wrist, but on the scan I found out I have some brain damage from the fall, so I'm working on trying to repair that. 25 years. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's part amazing. Part of the treatment is he's creating a show for Apple TV called The Studio.
The Studio. I think it'll be funny.
Well, we had footage of him yesterday coming out of the rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Or the cannon.
Absolutely.
That's right. Rocket Chachi.
He fell off the screen. He fell off the little net.
Do you ever jump around on Sirius XM on the 80s station? Rick Springfield has a show where he actually hosts and plays music from the era. Not all his music.
No, unfortunately, but I will tell you, Rob, that Sirius Satellite Radio is a BT casualty.
Oh,
belt
I'm so
tightening,
sorry.
Belt yeah. tightening casualty.
Cash freeze. But he is funny, but what's great about him, maybe this has to do with the brain damage, he'll insult 80 songs he doesn't like as he plays them. Because he was there. He was part of it. He's a very funny guy. I think he's great. So I'm sorry.
He lives a healthy lifestyle, but he also realizes, quote, I'm the same age as old people. He's 75. He is 75 years young. God bless you, Rick Springfield.
That's if you want to know about a weird sort of overlapping in rock and roll eras, towards the end of his life, Elvis was on a flight with Rick Springfield. And Rick Springfield got to talk to Elvis.
That's more Elvis and Rick Springfield insight than could ever be given on any other show, ladies.
Because we take the time to focus. That's why.
St. Patrick's Day just around the corner. Why not drop in on the Dropkick Murphys, ladies and gentlemen? I love the Dropkick Murphys. You know, I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a Boston
sure
type of guy. I, by the way, just to clarify, I am not from Massachusetts. I am not from Boston. I am from New England, mm-hmm. but I'm from Hartford, Connecticut. Just down the road a piece. During a show in Clearwater, Florida over the weekend, Ken Casey, do you have any Dropkick Murphys,
by
the way?
Yeah,
During a show in Clearwater, Ken Casey noticed a guy in the front row wearing a MAGA shirt. He proudly told the guy that all Dropkick Murphys merch is made in the USA. Then he bet the guy that his MAGA shirt wasn't. He even offered the guy $100 if it was, but if the fan lost, they had to trade shirts. So they checked, and the guy's shirt, the MAGA shirt, was made in Nicaragua.
Well, did they ever get around to playing any music at that show?
I
or was
know.
It just swapping shirts?
So the guy took it off and threw it to Casey, who tossed him a Made in the USA Dropkick Murphys shirt and said, quote, we're taking crime off the street. It was all in fun. Casey later told Newsweek that the guy is a longtime fan who just doesn't agree with the band's politics. He even told the band after the show, quote, Dropkicks are family, and I don't let politics come between family. We don't either on the Mike O'Mara show.
Now, for your St. Patrick's Day, will you be seeing, as you always do, Dave Loggins in concert so he can sing Please Come to Boston?
Please come to Boston in the springtime.
People don't know that Dave Loggins is Josh's favorite artist.
Rob Spiewak, I have an Alton Brown story that
only
is for you. It is not
good.
For anyone else in our listening audience, anyone on this show, or anyone in the state. I will give this to you because I think you will enjoy it more than anyone
else. Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Eggs, as we know, you made a joke about it earlier, are expensive, so you might as well go full gourmet on them.
In what way?
Did you hear that science figured out a new way to cook them?
No.
Researchers in Italy released the study last month. It's called periodic cooking. It's not complicated, but it does take a while. 32 minutes exactly.
Oh, that's nonsense.
The two parts of an egg don't cook at the same time. Hard boiling makes the egg white rubbery, which some people don't like, but soft boiling doesn't fully cook the yolk. So they designed it to cook both parts perfectly. It takes some dedication and two pots of water. One that's 212 degrees, so get your little thermometer
boiling,
out, Alton.
Yeah.
And one that's 86 degrees. You cook them for 2 minutes in the hot water, move them to the warm water for 2 minutes, then repeat the process only 7 more times.
This is nonsense. I got a foolproof way to cook eggs that is not only easier and faster. They peel almost themselves. They're so easy to peel. But what you need to do, and this is Alton's recipe. I'm surprised it doesn't come here. You steam them. Do you have a steamer? Like a steamer basket for your a pot? You get a steamer. You steam the eggs for exactly 11 minutes. And then you put them in a cold water bath. And they are perfect. Non-rubbery whites and a creamy yolk. And it only takes 11 minutes.
Well,
I'm sure this works too. But
this says after 30 minutes, you get perfectly cooked eggs.
But 11
What's
minutes
perfectly cooked, though? Eggs
and 7
are subjective.
Times of going back and forth.
Yeah. Perfectly cooked,
and
I mean, would
it's
say
subjective.
A non...
I'm perfectly cooked to me might not be perfectly cooked to you, you know?
Well, I would say that a perfectly cooked egg would be a non-rubbery white and a creamy yolk that doesn't have the green around it. You know, when you overcook it, it gets like green?
A perfectly cooked egg to me is you put them all in a glass, raw, and drink it like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. That's it.
And for me, it's anything that's not hard-boiled.
You don't like hard-boiled eggs?
I hate hard-boiled eggs.
I really love them.
Yeah. Do you like egg salad?
No, I hate egg salad.
You're missing out, man. Yeah. That's a great sandwich.
It is.
Really great sandwich.
Fantastic. Do you put Worcestershire in your egg salad, Mike?
Speaking of egg salad, Ron Bennington will be coming on the show soon. That's the truth. We're trying to get Ron Bennington to do it.
What's a perfectly cooked egg?
Yep. I'll ask him. That'll be the first question I ask him.
And you know what? Eggs. He'll have
I've got an update for after the show.
Very good. Looking forward to that. That can't be good.
No. It's just working out the time. He's agreed to come on.
Good. We'll ask him about eggs. Finally today, a recent study published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology.
Yeah, I take
that. How about that, huh? Did I do good with that one?
Beautiful.
Psychoneuroendocrinology found that your partner's good mood can make you feel happier as well. Researchers analyzed the data of 321 couples from Germany and Canada and discovered that when someone's partner was feeling peppier than usual, it decreased their own levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, even if they weren't feeling so great to begin with. Lead author Tomiko Yoneda, an assistant professor. Thank you. Tomiko Yoneda is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of California in Davis. He believes the findings suggest that older couples in long-term committed relationships find ways to protect one another from the impact of negative emotions. These results highlight the importance of trying to maintain a good mood around your spouse, as it can act as a psychological buffer to age-related stress. Here's the quote: having positive emotions with your relationship partner can act as a social resource. This isn't the first time science has emphasized the health benefits of a joyful partner. A 2016 study found that people with happy spouses were more likely to report better health over time, regardless of their own happiness levels. Similarly, an 85-year-long Harvard research project concluded that happy marriages are the key to long, healthy lives. And FYI, I have sent this article to both of your wives. Please tell them to improve their moods or both of you will die.
Well, it also works with podcast hosts.
Yes, podcast
and partnerships.
Yeah. There he is. He's a newlywed. He's still kind of a newlywed, isn't he, Rob?
Going on 28 years, I just want to say this.
Yes.
I hate when she's happy.
We will take a break and we will come back with something. Airline fun right here.
Mike, this is called, if you wanted to search it, it's called The Latin Music.
Oh, thank you. Here's something that I think we all have in common. We all want to be the best possible version of ourselves, and unless you're a certain Mr. Noah Wiley, man, is he great in the pit.
Yeah.
Gorgy. Absolutely.
Totes gorge.
He buffed up. You might need a little help. That's where Dermglow Skin comes in.
It does, yes.
Offering expert guidance, top-quality peptides like semaglutide, tirzepatide, B12, NAD+, and glutathione delivered right to your door. Carla will absolutely get you going, and she also has an amazing lineup of skincare products. She's always here for you, ready to answer questions and help you reach your goals. Whether it's losing 1 pound or 100 pounds or even more, visit DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, and start your transformation today. It's fast, it's easy, and Carla has got your back. DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've turned my life around with DermGlow. Now I can lift 3 times my own weight in Charlie's Choice coffee beans. They're all on the back deck. You should see me with my sacks.
Oh, your sacks, Mike.
Yes, multiples. Now go in peace.
Charlie's Choice. All right. Charlie's Choice. Yummy. Right,
let me pick this up here. Scam likely, it says. Let me see what's going on, okay? Hello?
Yes, hello, Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, is your pharmacy?
Shh, shut up. They hung up. See? God, mouth.
Well, no, they didn't hear me.
I was trying to do a bit. You're just yapping.
They can't hear Rob.
No.
I know, but I mean, I hear Rob, Josh. I hear him. That's how it works. I'm hearing it, and I'm trying to hear my speaker. That's how that works. So
you hear me, but are you listening?
Are you listening, Mr. Man?
Yeah, well, you know, you can steam your eggs, but I like to boil them for 10 minutes.
I still, out of that news story, never got what a perfect egg really is. Does it mean sort of soft middle, sort of soft exterior?
I like a little moisture left in the yolk, just like a hint of it, like where it's still a little dark yellow.
Yes, I understand,
if Mike, Bruce. But you don't have a steamer, I should get you a steamer basket so you can really enjoy eggs.
All right, let me ask you, gentlemen, do you want to talk about Delta Airlines, the Righteous Gemstones, the White Lotus, or ruining Monopoly? Or do we want to talk to Josh about sex ed in Florida?
Oh, you know I got to talk sex ed.
Josh, you're aware of this, and yes. I am not. So I am curious about you got an email from your school system up there.
Yes, from the one of the teachers.
All right, this sounds a little hinky to me. I'm a little concerned.
So this is a teacher at the school. It's not like a countywide official that sent out the email.
It came from the teacher.
Okay,
but it's a countywide.
Oh, she forwarded.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right, and so, it's about sex ed specifically for your 11-year-old student.
Yep. It says basically we're going to teach you that. An embryo develops in the mother's body for 9 months. It grows and changes until it can survive outside the mother's body. I wanted to let you know this is the extent of what we will cover. If your student comes home with anything more, it didn't come from me. We will be sending a link to you for spring break for the video to go over puberty with your child on your own.
Is this a do you get the impression that this is a statewide policy that they have been directed to implement, or it sounds like it might even be a teacher trying to cover their butt so they don't get in trouble.
Sounds like
it
a county or a state thing for ass covering, I think.
It sounds like a lot of, covering a sensitive topic by just pushing it on the parents.
By the way, Mike, the video that they sent out for spring break has an entire section on covering your butt. So... Now, I think you'll enjoy that.
Florida's got grade. Some weird laws. You know,
this is fifth really grade, do. And I think I remember sex ed in fifth grade. That was the right age for me where they brought in the projectors and split up boys and girls and went through it.
It seems to me it was seventh when they did it for us because it was...
I did it my freshman year at Marist College.
Who taught it? Bill O'Reilly,
Doctor,
right?
Dr. Peeny Winklefoot. Peeny Winklefoot did.
He's good.
Florida schools are not required to teach sex education, but they can if they choose. If taught, lessons must emphasize abstinence as the expected standard. All right. Requirements. Schools teach health education that includes instruction on teenage pregnancy and HIV/AIDS. Curriculum must be age-appropriate and developmentally appropriate. These are broad strokes.
That's not fifth grade. That's not fifth grade.
When you were taught,
simply puberty.
Yeah. Would they split up the boys and the girls when you did it?
They did for me.
Yeah, because I remember the girls went to like the auditorium, and we went to Mons Venus for the lessons. So
I don't remember it because it's too long ago. In fifth grade education in Florida, students focus on developing skills in language, arts, math, science. So that doesn't say anything.
Language arts, is that code?
Stop it.
I'll show you some language arts, baby. I'm
trying to see what it's really, really like.
Well, that sounds like it's the overview of the curriculum. I don't think that, puberty makes the top five.
I don't. Maybe once I get the video link, we can have a TMOS extra.
I'd like to have a screening
and I'll get the kids in here. And Rob, you can teach them puberty.
No, you see, that's what
so
I was
trying to get
to
the specific fifth grade. I don't see this. They're talking about consequences of teenage pregnancy. Some aspects of sex ed. Abstinence is up there again.
Do they ever? I know they're concerned about teen pregnancy, but do they talk about pregnancy after the age of 60?
I wasn't 60 when my wife got pregnant.
I wasn't talking about you, maybe.
So you haven't heard anything about this from Michael's school yet?
No. No. In Florida, sex education is taught in grades 6 through 12, though the topics covered vary by grade. So you got this at 5th from the teacher.
Yeah. So 5th grade, they're covering puberty.
Yeah.
But that kind of is sex ed, isn't it?
It is.
A little bit, yeah.
It is. It's touching on it.
The start, I found it. My
oh, you did.
Glastonbury Glastonbury.
This is exciting.
By the way, I found out over the weekend there was a young bartender at the Cocoonville Country Club where I went to my and played in my tournament who was from my hometown.
Get out.
And I said, are you a Tomahawk? She said, yes, but they changed the name. I said,
of course they changed the name.
They changed the name to Gladiators.
Well, that's a better name for Glastonbury. Gladiators.
It has Glastonbury Gladiators. It rolls off the tongue, but I still, you know, I'm a Tomahawk. I'll always be a Tomahawk. That's very, very, and that's not like disparaging. And you know, but anyway, we could get that's an entirely different.
What if they do, it's entirely different? What if they changed it to the Axes? But then you'd be like the Axes power. No one wants that.
Glastonbury. I found Sex it. Ed. I found the booklet.
Oh, there's a
you
booklet.
You find anything on the internet now?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pamphlets, booklets,
puberty.
Leaflets.
Fifth grade, sex education chapter is puberty. All right. Let me just open to the first page here.
Thank you.
First page says typing. I have. I have more than enough hair down there.
And that's the whole chapter?
It's silly, but we're just children. I'm 65 and I act like this. It's just it's embarrassing.
But could you really do it? I mean, I was talking to Josh before the show.
We're running out of time. What?
I was talking to Josh before the show. I love kids, love talking to kids. I think I'm a pretty good teacher with kids, but I couldn't do this.
I am not doing this.
I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
I am leaving it to their mother to talk to the girls.
Or peers.
And I'm not going to talk to my stepson. His dad can handle that one. I'm skipping out on this.
Florida law.
Spring break watching a video.
Florida law requires public schools to teach comprehensive health education that includes preventing child sexual abuse. That's good. Exploitation, yes. And human trafficking. Florida law promotes abstinence from sexual activity, but schools can teach comprehensive and medically accurate curriculums. Hmm. This is language. Welcome to the language of afraid to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? This way, if a school gets in trouble, they can blame that school, not the county, not the state.
It's crap.
Yep.
It's crap. This is a weird state. This is a very, very uptight state when it comes to
sex.
Go ahead, Josh.
Well, that what you just read covers whenever you take the kid to the doctor and ask the parent to step outside so they can then ask the kid about abuse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every time you –
what if you're an unscrupulous kid or a kid with a fabulous sense of humor?
The funny kid.
I'm sure the funny kid gets their parents in lots of trouble.
I'm going to swat my parents right now. It's like, we just need to speak to him alone for a second. Billy, come on in here. And he goes in. All of a sudden, the door gets kicked in. Put your hands up in the air!
What happens is on the time that he's going in there, he puts just a little makeup to look like a black eye. And he says, no, my parents are fine.
HB 1069. Tell me that's not the number, please.
1069? Yeah. Right on.
HB 1069. You can't make it up.
I know.
It bans classroom discussion of sexual orientation and gender. Oh, they're big on that down here.
Okay.
And gender identity before eighth grade. It also prohibits school staff from using the correct I don't remember. Does anyone remember a time where gender identity was discussed before any grade?
No, it's too long ago. Mike, when we were learning health, they were saying things like, make sure you use cigarettes that have filters on them.
By the way, if I'm a seventh grader and I'm reading a book that includes a storyline about a gay character that is relevant to the story.
Right.
You know? That's what when you open the door to this, you shut people's minds off, and it's just, I mean, I'm like before eighth grade. I'm trying to think if there were any. I don't remember reading anything in eighth grade that was like that. I don't think. I don't remember.
You mean like assigned?
What's that?
I think now you can find anything. So
yeah, but it just seems to me that they're probably not teaching a lot of that. I don't know. I'm also, by the way, these are gray areas, folks. These are gray areas. I'm not somebody that wants to take a 10 or 11-year-old out there and go to a doctor about certain things. Yeah. But I don't think.
I was in ninth grade before they
taught. I'm a live and let live person. I mean, really, please let people get out of our bedrooms. Get out of our bedrooms and don't let these people, by the way, and these are the same people that are writing this are the people that, like, when the bedroom door closes at night, they put on a maid's costume and,
sure.
You know, and, yeah. And a French tickler. That's,
yeah.
I just, it's
and that's
weird.
Grandma.
So, as long as the kids aren't around.
As long as the kids aren't around, it's A-OK. But Josh, what's amazing to me is, like, I am reading here, it's taught in grade 6 through 12. So yeah. Some fifth grade teacher at your kid's school has made the determination that they want to alert you about something.
Yeah, I guess the school has decided that they're handling this at fifth grade in my county.
Well, the thing that bothers me about that is, what sex ed are they teaching seniors in high school? If it goes till grade 12.
Party hardy.
I would think so, yeah, yeah.
Party hardy, yeah. Indeed, knock your socks off, absolutely. You're wild, man. That's
hey, I want to tell you, that sex ed is wild.
That's some wild stuff. I'm really looking forward to it, yes sirree. Oh, wow, baby Billy. Hey. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah,
it's law number 1069.
Wow stuff. Let me know how it goes, Josh. I'd love to know.
Oh, I'm skipping it.
Last night, I dove into the world of soul.
Oh, so good.
I love it. I took a gummy. I will take two this evening. I took one last night. I'm taking two this evening. Rest easy. When you fall asleep, this podcast sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies. They are on my nightstand right now. They're similar to their world-famous sleep gummies, but nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD, so you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious. I love the flavor. The blueberry lemonade
really
flavor
good.
Puts the sweet in sweet dreams. Be like Rob and Mike. Rob subscribes to him. He loves him. You do him every night.
I do.
He says it's better than any magazine.
That's my favorite subscription.
Magazine.
Yeah.
I just like ran a video in my head while he said that. Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Josh is holding that up right now.
Had one last night. So tasty.
Delicious and relaxing. So hit snooze on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off. They're so tasty. Your order, 30% off your order. 30% off your order with the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen.
And my thanks to the Soul Corporation who sent me 200 bonus points for my birthday. When you subscribe, you can build up points for free things. And I got a birthday present from the Soul Corporation.
It took a lot of letter writing.
It did. It certainly did. Everyone knows my birth records were lost.
Who had recorded it also.
Any idea, Josh?
So no. We are all in agreement that the two probably most watched serials right now are The Righteous Gemstones and The White Lotus. Would that be accurate?
I would say they probably have a lot of overlap.
HBO zone. And you two kind of agree with me about the old White Lotus, that when is something going to happen?
I think they've done 4 episodes, so 4 hours, and all the setup they've done could have easily be done in 1 episode. Easy.
I agree with you.
I'm so invested because I watched not only every episode leading up to this, I binged the first 2 seasons before this season dropped so I'd be ready. Yeah. And again, I was tickled with how good of a show it was. And then when they start this 3rd season, it's like they throw on a brake, like a, nothing's happening.
That's what I want. I want
it's all build up
to happen. It's not fun.
We did
it's
find out. Did you watch this week's episode, the one that dropped Sunday?
I didn't watch this week's. No.
No spoiler alert here, but we find out what's going on with Walton Goggins. And
but
why
still,
he's
nothing
so
happens.
No, nothing happens, but we got an idea.
Now that is a spoiler. Now it's totally spoiled for me. Now bother watching it?
You don't know what he's doing. It's a great plot twist.
No, things just keep
Free
moving
snake.
Forward.
What's that?
just things keep moving forward. You get a little bit more hints about Goggin. You get a little bit more hints about what the dad's going through. You get more of.
By the way, how long is he taking to get to Bangkok? Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's not there yet.
Right.
Yeah. And also no. I mean, I was sort of interested in the plot line last week of the one of the three friends, the girlfriends that are on vacation together, being a MAGA supporter. But that's not even visit. That's not even visited.
I don't even understand
week.
Their storyline this week.
Their storyline, and they have now repeated the old eavesdrop with the girls.
Yeah.
With two of the girls talking about another one of the girls. They've both done that. It's kind of a vehicle where you get one of those for a three group of girls where you've got the three. And it just doesn't, and nothing ever develops out of it.
There was a lot of them this week.
Yep.
And no storyline that fit.
No. They need to up their game. We'll see.
It's a good looking show. It's a pretty show, but there's just nothing happening. I had to choose last night between the return of the Righteous Gemstones or White Lotus. I chose Lotus, and I think I chose poorly.
Both shows that we have enjoyed in the past, and I will tell you that it seems to me that when a show is a hit, like The Righteous Gemstones, they are able to do whatever they want, including getting a big movie star and none of the stars from last year's cast in the opening, and then going to a period piece with the Civil War and having Bradley Cooper go through the Civil War. With that said,
all that happens this week? I can't wait.
No,
that's the problem. I liked the episode. It was good.
It was good.
But it's not. I kept thinking that was going to be a 15-minute segment.
Exactly. And I also, you know, you want to see the connective tissue between that and the real guys, and they could have done that quicker. But you're dealing with two shows that are hits, and they're a little self-indulgent. And they think because they live it, breathe it, they think at that point in time that they don't have to really consider anybody besides what the producers are thinking.
It's a horrible episode to kick off the new season.
I agree. And although I will say this, the despicable nature of Bradley Cooper's character is so brilliantly underplayed by him.
He can
do
that.
Would you not agree that he is such a scumbag, but he does it so brilliantly. It's amazing how well. I forgot. As much as I agree with you 100% about the episode, Josh, I have to at the same time say it reinforced how great an actor Bradley Cooper really is, because that man is giving a wonderful performance.
It was a great episode. It just isn't what I wanted.
No, is it hyperbolic when you say that none of the right? So no John Goodman.
No.
None of the three kids.
No.
None of that. No Bob Baby Billy.
No modern. No
character you've ever seen before.
Wow, right. That makes me drag my feet wanting to watch it tonight.
But but watch it because Bradley Cooper's good in it.
It also kind of disappointed me because I like to think that at some point the Gemstone family was good and started this church for the right reasons. And this assures that was never the case.
Yeah, because you know
that's
what?
That's a great description. Right,
that's
there.
Awesome, really, because when you get deep down and they would explore like John Goodman's past, he did have pure intentions up front, I think, for the church. And he got sucked into it.
Did bury the guy in the roller coaster.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about way back, like when he first started.
No, exactly, that's what I thought until this episode.
Yeah, if you're looking for a theme, I think that family, no socially redeeming qualities whatsoever. Josh, in your religious world, have you ever come across someone who was, in your opinion, potentially gemstone-like?
Like super church, yeah.
All right, so part of why I like Righteous Gemstones so much is because I've worked at churches.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of time in the behind-the-scenes part of churches, and they do a lot of the church stuff, mega church stuff right, and they just push it over that line to the next level.
What is your favorite example of that?
The way they handle the youth director going out, because I did a lot of youth ministry. So the way they handle him going out and doing things that are almost could be perceived from the outside world, if you twist it a little bit, as sexual or inappropriate.
Like the guy with the long hair that hangs out with the brother?
Exactly. And like the workout group and men.
Yes!
Like that type of stuff happens in churches, but they take it in Righteous Gemstones and they just push it over that line.
That's a great description.
So good. So
let's hope we get more of that.
Favorite, really, but you see that with the children's ministry and hide in the pennies. And you see it all over Righteous Gemstones.
Where exactly do they hide the pennies?
Well, it's clear in Righteous Gemstones that they have experience growing up in the church.
That's it.
That's
right.
Funny.
That's an endorsement right there. Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Beautiful video.
Oh, it's beautiful.
On tap. Glad to have you along. We'll unpack some of Rob's.
So much to unpack, Mike.
Some beautiful video will be unpacked when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show. And in the words of baby Billy Freeman, you know, I just got to get to Bangkok. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's my other show. I got to get to Bangkok with the girl with the big teeth.
There, oh, the teeth. Go. Yeah, that's a problem, too.
I think they should take the girl from the White Lotus and put her next to me, baby Billy Freeman, on the Ride for Gemstones.
Two great sets of teeth.
Hello, groovy listeners. First off, we want to thank you for all the support you've given TMOS for all these years. We couldn't do the show without your help, but lately, we kind of feel a little like Dolly Parton.
Really?
That is to say, we need a little extra support, you dig? If you want to help out, it's never been easier or more fun. It's never been easier of more fun.
Oh, I meant to say or. I'm sorry about that.
Get a bonus show subscription. We'd love you to. Lots of people have been jumping on the bonus show bandwagon. So much cool extra content. Then check out our page on the World Wide Web, www.mikeomarashow.com. The site is chock-a-block with ways you can help TMOS continue to provide the free shows every week. You can subscribe to Charlie's Choice Coffee, or buy a mug to put it in. Or, if you're on the go, how about a TMOS Loud Cup? You can take a cruise with us this December and go styling on board with a TMOS hat, t-shirt, or hoodie. We have dog collars, people. We really do. Beautiful dog collars. And even stickers. Every purchase, no matter how small, helps out your favorite podcast. That's why we put them all up there for you. So, please get involved, spread the word, and us, we promise to be extra funny for you. Every day.
And feel free to tithe.
Tithe.
Speaking church.
That would be 10% of your income sent directly pre-tax to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's
all,
the definition of
no,
tithe.
No, it doesn't go to the all goes. Tithing all goes to Josh. All directly into Josh Soroka's account.
I'm fine with that as well.
So he can start the Mike O'Mara Show youth ministry.
Yes, yes. That's what it is. We are very excited about that. Thank you in advance. We appreciate that. And now, without further ado, beautiful video.
Yeah, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Hot kiss, Mike.
Hot hits all summer long on Kiss FM.
So that's where I play a jingle, and now we can begin the beautiful video segment. So many wonderful videos today.
The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS.
Mike.
Finally on to me, Josh. He's finally on to me.
You can see it in your eyes.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm an easy tell.
One of the greatest traits that a news person can have is to be able to go live and give you the news without having it pre-written or And they had in Fox 35. I love when a news station is on the UHF numbers lane. Fox 35 outside of Orlando, there was a tornado that hit while they were on the air.
Okay, bring the camera up, guys, if you can. Zoom out. Can you zoom out? This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Okay, there's debris. We've got debris on. Okay, take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado.
They might as well be showing the inside of a coffee machine. You can't see anything.
Yeah, and I don't know if they can zoom out. Maybe they can't, but how about that guy running the camera? You know? Seriously, the guy does this. The guy, this is exactly how that goes, all right? I was like, here we go. Like, say I'm the guy that's...
He's trying to run it from under his desk.
Can you zoom out, please? Zoom out. Please, zoom out.
Later on, the camera guy actually had a comment about the tornado. He said, Mike, they threw it to the case. He said, can you zoom left?
It's good to the last sip.
That was so.
Charlie running it.
I
called my daughter in Orlando after seeing the tornado.
And?
And she said, oh, I was sleeping. I didn't know.
They, isn't the state of Florida I believe, the number one state for tornadoes. I think
it's the number one state for ignored tornadoes.
No, you might think that it's the Midwest, Kansas, or something like that. I believe that Florida has the most tornadoes, believe it or not.
Doesn't Disney build them?
Just go ahead. Just continue, please.
This is an anchor that did not read his...
Texas has the most tornadoes. Okay, I was wrong.
Just by land alone. Never mind. Mike, here's another newscaster that did not pre-read his copy.
Okay.
And this is in Memphis.
You know, is being blamed for shooting its owner early this morning in Memphis.
And we read that right. The dog shot its owner. And while the pup may not be facing any charges, obviously, it's certainly in the doghouse. Let's go to Fox 13's Dominique Dillon live from Tillman Station. So, Dominique, you talked with the shooting victim. First of all, we need to clarify. I mean, forgive the giggles. The person who got shot's okay.
Yes, he is okay. If anything, he's more embarrassed than anything. He wouldn't talk to us on camera, but he and his girlfriend, who did agree to talk on camera, under the condition we don't.
No, it's got to stay there under her armpit. That's where it's got to stay. Now, are you saying...
Don't pick on my Dominique, please.
Are you saying that the dog shot a man?
Really?
No giggles here.
No, because the person's okay.
Listen, he's okay.
I'm a microman.
Speed dating, Mike. Have you ever done it? I know you I don't know that existed between your second and third marriages, did it?
Speed dating back in my day was a lemon drop shot and a Jägermeister, and then, come on, get in the car.
There is a lack of participants in a speed dating cornhole league.
Men in New York City do not exist. We just spent $1,200 on paid ads, got zero registrations. If you're a girl that signed up for our league, which sold out in 24 hours for our speed dating cornhole leagues, we will find them, and we have been finding them through very arduous and painful methods.
I thought he said nobody.
Basically,
no, he's saying that no straight men are signing up for the cornhole league. So if you're a straight man,
is he saying that the women signed up but no men signed
exactly.
up?
Exactly.
What's the ad look like?
I don't know. It's him rubbing his face.
Maybe they're advertising a cornhole league wrong.
Balloon Knot Productions presents.
Stop it! Right. Stop it! That is not okay.
But Starfish Productions presents.
All right.
If you hear that sound, Mike, that's Trip Affleck buying a ticket to New York City.
I think we're getting a tornado. There seems to be a purple starfish up on the roof.
So, you've done pranks at work. I've seen them. I've heard about them. But you've never worked in a gourmet meat processing plant, have you?
No, I haven't.
No.
You.
And they have a steam room there that gets up to about 200 degrees that helps, I guess, sanitize the meat.
Okay.
Because it would kill any bacteria. But don't put a coworker in that room.
This is 44 News at 5.
The local news.
First at this hour, a terrifying situation inside a Hopkins County food processing plant leads to an arrest tonight. According to police, a worker at Lando Frost was locked inside of a high-temperature steam room with no clear way to escape. Tonight, police are detailing the
this guy.
One woman trapped and the man accused of putting her there behind bars.
So the guy we just saw with the beard is the prankster. He shut a girl in a 200-degree
room. Well, that's not
room.
A prank. That's attempted murder, I would think.
Yeah. Well, he said it was a prank. He said
Do we
it was
have
just...
any more of it? Do we
yeah,
have any
we do.
More
sure.
of the story? Okay,
yeah.
let's listen.
Breaks down the latest in the investigation.
Madisonville
police say Barrett Carinta locked a coworker inside a rack washroom at Lando.
Really, I know that it's not required to wear a coat and tie or a dress anymore. But come on with this sweater.
What's she wearing?
And left her trapped.
Oh, wow.
Spilling steam and chemicals filled the space. According to police, the victim and Corinda were working together in the rack washroom where trays are sanitized using 200-degree steam. Police records say the victim and Corinda were
this
having
guy.
Conversations.
What was he on?
In the report, police say Corinda told the victim that they can close them in the room. After the victim reacted negatively, they say Corinda left the room and started the machine to create the scalding hot steam with the victim inside.
In a true I Love Lucy.
Is there any more? Because I want. Did the guy get hurt?
No, the lady's fine. She got out in time.
Oh, the lady.
Yeah.
He locked the lady in.
Yeah, and in a true I Love Lucy / Brady Bunch turn of events, the steam room has no way to exit from the inside. So
the guy
she
was The guy was interviewed afterwards, and he said, I'm surprised that they can get the gourmet meats out at all.
Do you have a show coming up on Apple TV?
I do. It'll be on Apple TV called Locked in the Sanitizing Room.
Now, speaking of TV shows that may or may not be good, I close with this. I never knew this show existed, and it features one of our favorite actors after the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And the gimmick was this. Ted Knight played a guy who ran an escort service. Did you know this show existed?
Is there a pilot out there floating around?
It lasted 6 episodes, and it was called The Ted Knight Show.
Look out. It's the man who drives women wild.
The man has 1,000 girlfriends.
Yeah.
I bring out the animal in him.
Oh, he's so strong.
It's Ted Knight, back on television with his own escort service. What a piece of cake.
Wednesday at 8:30 on CBS.
When you read, and I know you've read a lot of the behind the scenes of Caddyshack, yes. And so, yeah. When you read that, you realize that is the most miscast role for that guy. You know?
But Mike, here's the bonus. You know, normally you have to be a bonus subscriber to get a bonus. They left a little bit of a local news tease at the end of this promo.
Okay.
At 11 tonight, we'll have an exclusive report on some hard times facing an anti-busing organization. We'll also have a film report on police progress in the case of murder and assault involving two high school students, and David Sheehan will review a new...
We never got to know.
We never got the movie. What a shame.
It might have
David
been.
Sheehan will review The Righteous Gemstones and The White Lotus. Right after the busing argument.
Bussing. You know what? I'm sure glad Ted Knight has a new sitcom to keep me distracted from the bussing argument.
Ted Knight runs an escort service. Yes, sir. And a little later on, Abe Vigoda is a Catholic priest coming up with the new pilot. We'll be hey, we got to get out of here. We'll
we
be
do.
Back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh DeRocca and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Cottonelle bath tissue.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
You lost again.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.